the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, where we'll be each and every week, Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. The segment of Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pine Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the MC Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer. Coach, we coming off a tough game there Friday night at Jenkins County, a much improved Jenkins County team. Give me your thoughts on the game Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, we got to give them credit. Those guys have made some great improvements from 1 year to the next. It didn't look like the same team that we played last year.
No, sir.
Hats off to Coach Waters and what he's doing over there. They're doing an absolutely great job. But on our side, the Buccaneer side, it sounds cliche, I say it every week, but we got off to a slow start. And once we started figuring out we could play, we ran out of time in the end. I mean, and we've been doing some different drills this week in practice to start fast. And we ended the day with another start fast drill. And I'm just hoping and praying that our guys come out and start fast and play Buccaneer football.
And you know, Coach, they came out and did nothing special. You know, they ran that old clinch power play, student body right, student body left, and we just couldn't stop that thing, like you said, until we figured out and made some adjustment there in the second half about it.
Yeah, you're right. There was no mystery about what they were doing. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, as coaches, we'll miss things. And then the main thing is kids just got to make the play on the field. And, I mean, we couldn't stop it in the first half, but we stopped it in the second half. I mean, we got to have a different kind of want to, you know, to come out fast and stop that thing from the get-go.
And, Coach, like you said, you know, we came out sluggish. We didn't play a game in 28 days, but, you know, no excuses. You got to come out and be ready to play.
Yeah, you don't want to make any excuses, but at the same time, you know, having that long of a layoff will affect anybody at whatever craft they're doing. I mean, that long of a layoff, there's not enough practice time in the world to simulate a real football game. And yeah, we you know, having such a long layoff, you know, receivers offsides. You know, that was three of them. That was the first time we had a receiver offsides all year. I think we may have had one, maybe two high snaps. But those are some of the things you look for in a layoff. And you know, not making excuses, but Jenkins had just got done playing the previous Friday before. They had 1 week off, and they were rolling.
And, Coach, like you say, you can tell, you know, they've been playing football, and we haven't, because we came out, we didn't tackle, we were holding, we was jumping off sides, and it's like we had to start all over again, Coach.
You know? Yeah, we did. And, you know, I talked to Coach after the game Monday, and he said that, you know, we got a great team, and he told me himself, Coach Waters at Jenkins said, Coach, y'all ran out of time. Y'all started rolling, and we were going backwards, and we started rolling there towards the end of the football game. But you know, laying off that long, it did affect him. You know, there's no way around it. It affected him.
Coach, like you said, you know, but once the boys got rolling, I was very proud of the team. They never quit. They never gave up. And, you know, these guys were kind of chopping them down at the line in the beginning, but we made some adjustments and everything looked pretty good.
Yeah, we have a no-quit attitude. You can count on our guys not to throw in the towel. They're going to give it what they got.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, like I said, we were a little slow of just getting off the ball, or the defense just couldn't make the adjustments, and Coach, you know, they were doing some some, you know, a lot of chopping on the line, and we had a lot of guys getting beat up there at the beginning of that football game until we made some adjustments on this thing.
Yeah, you know, when you play a team like that, there's going to be a lot of low blocks. I think they got one or two flags for high-low, but when you're playing a team that runs that style of offense, that comes off low, you're going to have some injuries. And I think we left with maybe two sprung ankles, but that's just the nature of the beast. You know, when you're playing a team like that, you got to play low. You got to come off, you got to beat them to the punch, you got to use your hands.
That's right, Coach. You know, like you said, using those hands and getting those guys off you, because you know they're diving to try to take your feet and your legs and your knees from you, but you got to use your hands and fight them off.
Yeah, and that offense is quick. It's as low as hard. And I always worry as a coach about guys playing that type of a team for the first time. You know, when I got here in 15, our guys, when we played Savannah Christian, it was the same way back in 15. It just takes some getting used to that offense. And maybe Friday defensively, it took us that long to get used to it. And then second half offense, we just executed.
Coach, one big question I want to ask you. How we could avoid this slow start this Friday night against a tough opponent that's always a nuisance to us, Savannah Christian Red Raiders? And we have to come up with a fast start Friday night.
How can we start fast? We can try different drills in practice, but it all comes down to wanting to come off that football, wanting to get that first down, wanting to play fast. Body language. It a lot of it comes down to want to.
Yes. Now, Coach, let me ask you this. Will we get Christian Wright back this week?
Yes, he's cleared to go. He's been in practice all week.
Okay, what about Josh? I know he got a little banged up there Monday in practice.
He, first I want to say I was very proud of how he played last
Yes, he
Friday.
Did, Coach. You got to give it.
And he kind of played kind of along with the defense. The first half wasn't so good, but he played a very good game in the second half. He grew up as a football player in the second half of last Friday's football game. And he got a hip injury. And they got to go back and they got to get him looked at once the swelling go down. But it's a minor setback. But, you know, as a coach, I told him I was very proud of the way he's played in that second half. He grew up.
Yes, Coach. And, your linebackers, Danny Carter, Payne, these guys got to play a good game Friday night.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know, those guys – got to play physical, and you know the biggest one is Payne, and you know Payne's 185 pounds. We went from two 200 pounders in the middle, well three 200 pound linebackers, and one that weighed 185 pounds to 160, 160, 185, 170, and that's a big adjustment. So as coaches, we got to tailor it around what those guys do. We got to do what those guys can do best.
Yes.
And a game like Friday and last Friday, we're asking those guys to be physical. There's no way around it. They got to be physical. They got to use all 160, 50, whatever pounds to play football. They got to do it.
Hey, Coach, you know, these guys are not the biggest guys, but you talk about replacing all region players, linebackers last year, and these guys off to college playing college football somewhere.
That's true. Three of the four. It's funny you asked about them. I was thinking about them in the truck on the ride here. Three of those four guys are off in college, and one of them just chose not to. We got our hands full. But the thing we lost was size.
Yes.
But what we got was a little bit more speed from the guys that we had.
Yes. More to come on the Terrell Toma Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead 912-574-8016.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Darrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location for Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. The segment brought to you by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, Summit Sports Medicine, and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. Coach, there was a big play in that ball game. We scooped and we was on our way to score. Now, 4 officials tossed their beanbag. 1 official on Jenkins County's side said he blew the whistle. Tell me what you told him that call, Coach.
Well, the call was, they told me that his poor momentum had stopped and then the ball came out. Well, you know, during the game, everybody could kind of see what was going on. And, you know, I got to pass off to the officials. I couldn't do it. They got a tough job. Just, you know, there's a lot of things that is riding on them. And, you know, I couldn't do it as an official. I just couldn't do it. But the way the play went, you know, after watching film, we hit the guy in the backfield. And as soon as we make contact, the ball pops out on the ground. Danny picks it up and go another way. And then we hear a whistle.
Well, Coach, I'm going to tell you, I was at the game, and I know that call didn't determine the ball game, but it was a big call at that time of the ball game, Coach. And if 4 guys got that, how could 1 guy overrule the head official?
I'm not sure. I couldn't speak on that. I did see beanbags on the field.
Yes, so we're going to leave that alone. But, you know, like you said, Coach, when you're away from home, you never want the game to be left in the hands of the officials. You got to do your job, take care of your business, because you know the boys going to get the home cooking.
I won't comment on Mr.
Thank you, Coach. I know you can't, but I can. But to me, if I had to make that call as an official, Coach, it would have been a scoop and score, so we're going to get off that subject. Now, Coach, let's put our thoughts on Savannah Christian Friday night.
Yes, sir.
The Red Raiders is a tough, physical, strong football team. They're not going to beat themselves. So we're going to have to watch our penalties. We're going to have to take care of the ball. And we have to play smart Buccaneer football and off to a fast start. What's your comment on the Red Raiders, Coach?
Coach Chumley does an outstanding job with
the kids
that he have. And each year in and year out, he's consistent. You know, he's consistent. If you want to play a good football team, that's one. And I promise you, every year this team will be in the thick of it. There's not many football games that they're not in.
Yes.
He runs an outstanding program. They do a good job with those guys up there.
And I'll tell you what, Coach, I've known Coach Trumbly for a long time. Mm-hmm. He runs a solid, solid football program. And like you say, Coach, now we handled those guys well last year up in Savannah. So you know they're going to come in here Friday night. They're coming in looking at revenge to try to pay us back. So I hope your team is up and ready to go Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, I do too. You know, revenge is always a factor when you get beat 1 year. You know, and I always tell the guys, one of the things about me, you can get me once, but you can't get me twice.
Yes.
So we got to have that approach going into the game. And we, you know, from the start of this football season, we've been trying to tell our guys that we are not the same team we were last year. We, you know, those 9 months ago, 10 months ago now, we are a very different team. And, you know, no one really knew a lot about McIntosh and Darien. But when we made it all the way to the final and we played that game, we just became the hunted.
Yes.
So no one is going to lay down for us.
No, sir.
Everyone is going to give us their best game. We, you know, it just don't matter. I've been preaching this forever. We are the hunted now.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to get any more easy ball games from any team.
You listen to the Terrell Toomer Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, when Jenkins County beat us Friday night, you thought they won the Georgia High School Championship because they was jumping and hollering and excited. You know, they was excited because they beat a good football program, Coach.
Yeah, you know, we dug ourselves in such a hole in that first half that we couldn't dig out. We couldn't replace enough dirt to get out of that hole in the second half. But I think it was good for us because our guys got a chance to see how Jenkins celebrated and
yes.
how their fans celebrated, and they know now that we are the hunted.
Yes, sir.
You know, regardless of what we are or what we thought we were, teams are gunning for us. I mean, they're coming. They're going to give us all they got. And you would have thought they did win the Super Bowl. You know, I told the coach Monday, congratulations on the win, you know, getting us in he said they celebrated, they had a good time. But yes, and that was a prime example of what we're facing each week. And I'm glad our kids got a chance to see it.
And yes, Coach, I saw some of our boys were crying after the game. And I told them, I said, young man, just keep your head up. You're playing hard and you never quit. But now you know how they feel. You gotta work every game, every practice, every play. You cannot take one play off during the ball game. One play can cost you the ball game, Coach.
That's true. That's true, and we preach that every day. Today was another day we did our fast drill, and it worked out very good. We didn't have any offensive busts. We didn't have any defensive busts. And with the drill is called start fast, and we started fast, and we finished fast. And we caught every ball. We didn't drop one. We ran the ball good. But we preached that to those guys. You never know when it's your last play. You never know.
That's right, Coach.
You gotta play hard. You gotta play fast. I mean, here we're talking about Anderson, you know, tweaking his hip. You know, he won't be able to play this Friday. You know, last Friday was a good game for him. He didn't know that he wouldn't be playing this week. You never know when it's your last snap. So you gotta play as hard as you can.
Yes, Coach. And I always tell the boys, you never know. You were one play from being the next man up. And even though those JV's guys, you know, give me a look. The JV got to give the varsity a look to make these guys better. And then that's going to get them better when something happens. They could be able to step up to go play.
Oh, yeah. I say that a lot. I say next man up a lot. The guys that hear me say that. And the mentality is you got to be ready to go. You never know when you're the next man up. Glad you said that, because this week we're giving a lot more guys a chance to play. So you'll see a lot more guys rotating this Friday. I mean, we're sitting here 1-2. We got to try everything we can and everyone we can. We're going to go down swinging.
Yes, Coach. I noticed in practice I've seen some of the young guys out, you know, with the first team. And like you said, I was going to ask you that question, but you are giving some new guys some look. But you never know what that next man can do.
Yeah, we kind of know the guys that can do what. I mean, we know who can do what. So we've given a lot of young guys a chance, you know, getting direct coaching all week. I mean, getting reps from the guys that we know can do it, to kind of see what those guys will do in the situation. So we'll see a lot of guys rolling this Friday. I mean, we don't, as coaches, we don't think it can hurt. I mean, we're sitting here 1-2. We got to try what we can.
Yes. We'll be right back to MCA Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888,
online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the MC Buccaneers Coach Show with head coach Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. The segment is brought to you by the Darien Pharmacy and by Action Heating and Air. Coach Tuma, this Friday night, have we made any adjustment, and what adjustment have we made on offensive front? Have you put any special package in, Coach?
Yeah, we got some different speed things that we'll be doing with Michael Kimble in the backfield and Jimmy Palmer. We're going to run the ball a whole lot more. We're going to put it on the ground. We're going to put it between the tackles and outside the tackles. But we're going to go down swinging. So we're going to give it all we got. So yeah, we got some different packages that we'll put in this Friday. I can't wait to get them on the field and see it.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to tell you something. I'm an old-timey Joe Gibbs type of football team. You know, with the Washington Redskins and the Hogs rooting and grinding and all the stuff in the middle, and this running that ball. I don't like to throw it around 60 times a game. I like to see that ball on the ground and those boys running hard and the big Hogs rooting. Give me your opinion on that, Coach.
Well, Mr. Kenny, I don't know if we can run it that many times a game, but having four seniors, we're gonna put the game on their back, and we're gonna ask them to get them some yards, and we're gonna put the ball in these senior hands, and we're gonna put it on the ground.
Coach, condition this week. Have you picked up your condition and had them trying to do a little more conditioning this week?
After playing Friday, I felt like, you know, and watching our guys during the game, I felt like our conditioning was pretty good. I felt like we didn't need to do a whole lot this week, but just to keep it up. Playing the game last Friday for me was big. You know, we're in a game every week from here on out. We're grinding. But I felt like their conditioning was real good.
Hey, Coach, not much cramping last Friday. Looked like the boys were very high, drank a lot of water and was ready to go. And like you say, not playing in 28 days, they were in great condition to me, Coach.
Correct. That you're exactly right. I was very pleased. And that's what I was just saying about, you know, not putting a whole lot on them this week. But I was very pleased with, you know, those guys last Friday. I mean, we didn't have anybody cramp. We didn't have anybody that had any kind of symptoms as far as hydrating was concerned. They did a good job. Proud of them.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of you guys were banged up, and they had to go out there and play offense. And your offensive line did a good job last week blocking.
Yeah, they did. They came off the football. Very proud of those guys, Austin and Courtney and Jay and Cam. And Rush, proud of what those guys done, and Nick, they got a lot on their back, and they did a good job last week. It was their best game blocking by far.
And Coach, I watched number 70, Courtney, last week. Courtney had a phenomenal game. Courtney did a good job for us last week, Coach.
Yeah, Courtney, he probably played one of his best games. You know, I don't want to blow his head up too big. He made some mistakes, but he did a good job overall. I mean, going both ways and not complaining about it and just sucking it up and just doing his job.
Well, Coach, let me ask you this question. What do you tell the guys at halftime? And they come back and look like a totally different team. Could you give me the secret of that, or are you going to keep that between you and your staff?
Yeah, I'll keep that in my hip pocket. But, you know, I'll say this. There ain't a whole lot of adjustments going on. And half. It's a whole lot of coming back out and wanting to.
Yes, sir.
Second half.
Well, I don't know. I know you don't want to give that formula away, Coach, but whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Yes, sir.
Because they come out and look like a different Buccaneers team.
Let's try to see if we can get that team to come out in the first and second quarter.
And Coach,
maybe even warm-ups.
That sure would be good, Coach. But, Coach, you know, I was just excited getting back on the field last Friday. Even just excited, just traveling, going to the game, because I told you last week I was tackling my wife. But I was glad to see the boys back on the field and see the coaches out there and just to have a football game, Coach.
You know, you gotta think about it in that aspect too, Mr. Ken. I was very excited, you know, and I know we didn't win the game. And you want to win every game, and we got some lessons from that game, but it was very exciting to be, you know, traveling to the game, that game feeling on Friday. It was very exciting to be back on the field again. And the kids were excited too. They were excited about being on the field again.
Yes, and I think so, Coach. They was ready to go. This is the MCA Coach with Terrell, the MCA Coach Show with Terrell Tumor on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, now, I want to get back to Savannah Christian on Friday night. What, they run that wing T offense, don't they?
Yes, sir. If they run 50 snaps, they'll put it on the ground 48 snaps.
Yes, and Coach, they're not going to throw the ball much, and your defense is going to have to tackle and be physical Friday night.
Yes, they are. And we've been doing different physical drills this week in the defensive group and individual to make sure that we do it.
Now, Coach, let me ask you this question. You know what? Being a head coach, man, you got a lot of responsibility on your hand, and you got to look after everybody. You got to make sure the coach is doing their job. You got so many things to do in the week. But I tell you what, Coach, I take my hats off to you. You've been doing a great job with it, but it's not an easy job, is it?
No, not by far. I appreciate that, Mr. Kenny. It is a tough job. There are so many aspects that you don't think about as a head coach, and so many different entities that now you have to think about all of that stuff. You have to think about from the start to the finish. And it is tough. My hat's off to a lot of head coaches. You never know what another coach is going through until you sit in his shoes. You sit in his seat or step in his shoes. So, yeah, it's a job. I embrace it. I'm enjoying the process. But at the same time, it's also fun. So. Yeah.
And Coach, you always got to thank God for your wife because, you know, they have so much responsibility. When the season is on, sometimes, you know, the wife got to be the husband, the wife, run the house, do everything. And thank God for your wife. You always need to give her praise, you know?
Yeah. I want to thank her, you know, for always being there for our kids and making sure that they get what they need. And she's basically daddy when I ain't there, and which is a lot of times during the weekdays. So, yes, my hat's off to her and all the coaches' wives. And, you know, we couldn't do this great game and be a part of these young men's lives if we didn't have a greater second half at home.
Yes.
We couldn't do it.
No, you couldn't, Coach. Coach, have you worked on special team this week?
Yeah, we're tweaking the special team just a little bit. We're gonna one of the things we're doing on punt is we're gonna put two in the back. Michael Campbell will be back. Jimmy will be in the back on punt return. We're going to try to get the ball in those guys' hands as much as we can. They're on kickoff return together, different stuff like that. We're going, like I said earlier in the show, if we're going down, we're going down swinging. We're going to go down with the guys that's been here for 4 years and been putting in this work and deserve to get the reap the benefits from it.
Yes, you know, Coach, without that senior leadership, you're not going to do much. I don't care what kind of program it is. Your seniors are your leaders, and we will go as far as they take us. And, you know, you got to put the ball in these guys' hands.
Yeah, we do. You got to put the ball in the playmakers' hands. And as far as the senior leadership, I've been telling the guys that since day one. I don't know if they really believe me, but we gotta have great senior leadership. Without it, we're doomed.
Thank you for joining us for the MCA Coach Show with Terrell Tumor on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Terrell Tumor Show. I'm Kenny Palmer, and we are signing off.